This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Since World War II, the United States has willingly contributed much more to world development in all forms than the world has any ability to repay. That is what made us so different from any other conquering victor throughout human history. It is what made America exceptional. We functioned as the world security force, patrolling sea lanes, trying to limit genocides, and functioning as the referee or official, overseeing all the games being played around the world. We were not always successful, but no others were willing to step up or were capable of doing so that could perform the role. The UN was dysfunctional. The world would be one heck of a lot worse place today than if it were not for the United States' involvement in the development of the human race. No one has ever called us a perfect democracy, but the world still looked to us as the example, setting positive benchmarks for others that we all try to attain. When there are refugees or displaced persons created from world turmoil, America is typically first on their list as the place to find protection and new opportunity. Canada is second. America has always been receptive. Americans accepted their role as lead world citizens and the cost that this weighed on them in terms of treasure and blood. When the bad people come, a lot of good people in the world always look for Americans to save them because no one else is going to. While Americans' actions benefited the world, it also benefited the United States. When there is a financial disruption in the global economy, the U.S. dollar has been considered as good as or better than gold. Our institutions have been shared with the world. How many foreign political, business, and academic leaders were educated in the United States? Has the world taken advantage of us? Darn right they have. There's a lot of freeloading, but if the train is going somewhere on our business, there's often little or no cost for giving others a seat or space on the train. We own the train, and the train can either create goodwill in the world for the United States, or by denying others access makes enemies for no reason. The U.S. loves to be respected, but has not demanded that respect. We have not lashed out at those that have insulted or slighted us. Attack us, however, and all hell will come down on those guilty. Still, the United States will go to great effort to protect the innocent. While there is factions throughout the world that hate our freedom and would like to kill us, throwing the world into chaos to their benefit, most of the world by all measures respects and looks up to the United States. This country is the world's primary protection from entering another Dark Ages, which were an example of what the world would look like with no America. We are the best example of the human race ever to represent the shared interests of mankind in the history of our species. There have been great kingdoms and empires throughout history, but none who looked beyond their own self-interest for the common good as this country has done. Instead of ruling the world, which was in our power, we protected the world from others who tried to subjugate it. You're listening to the Comstock Report. When NASA goes to Mars, this country will invite others to share in the development of the effort, but the United States is the only country with the capability that could do it all by itself. It is in our interest to choose not to, and we'll appreciate the contribution the rest of the world will make. In other words, when the human species ventures to another planet, intending to stay, Americans will make it happen for the whole people on Earth. The U.S. role in globalism since World War II has been supported, for often different reasons, by both liberals and conservatives. Ronald Reagan was, in my opinion, the most inspirational president of my time, calling the United States the shining city on a hill that the rest of the world could look to. Americans have taken on the responsibility of world leadership despite the cost. It was never a net sum-zero relationship for the United States with the world. U.S. foreign aid has never been what the ideological opponents thought it was, but it was what it needed to be. Security alliances with allies have not been fully compensated, and the United States has never appropriated assets of other countries as compensation for costs borne advancing freedom. America has often borne the brunt of things that were not fair, where U.S. benevolence was taken advantage of, and U.S. interests were abused for others' gains. U.S. generosity has often been unappreciated. Many Americans are unhappy with the lack of respect and responsibility taken by others, including allies. They elected a new president, Donald Trump, who doesn't buy into this condition of the world and conception of America's role in it. What I perceive is that we may be ending an era of American exceptionalism with the country taking a new tact in the world that demands a net zero-sum foreign policy. Supporters of this would say that the free lunch offered by the United States since World War II was over for the rest of the world, and more will be respected from others to sustain world order as the United States will no longer be it. Ronald Reagan was an optimist. I'm trying to remember that. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.